The Gemara Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph brings down a machlokes that happened in Masifta Derekiah, the Gabi Dinin Nagoyim, in Baharis Kodamis, the Saralav and Tame, and Saralav and Kodim, the Baharis Tahar. Safik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amr Tar, Bechul Masifta Derekiah Amr Tame. So if there's a Safik HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the din is Tar, and the whole Masifta Derekiah said that the din is that it's Tame, and then they ended up asking Rabbah, and Rabbah also passing that it's Tahar, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give the Masifta Derekiah. Now the Pella is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Taras, Berak Beis Alachatas, the Rambam paskins in this din, the Allah is that it's Tame. So in fact, the case of Mishnah, how could the Rambam paskin that it's Tame if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's Tahar? How could the Rambam go connected what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? And the case of Mishnah says, since Lo B'Shamayim he doesn't have to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he can follow what he thinks the Pesach is, and therefore the Rambam says that it's Tame. But in fact, the case of Mishnah, it's Tosha, because Rabbah himself said that it's Tahar. And Rabbah was down here, he wasn't B'Shamayim. So how could the Rambam go connecting the Maskon of Rabbah that it's Tar? So the submission answers the Paldik Hizach. He says, Yerushalayim ha-kevin the B'shas yitzias neshamah hudamar hachi habi b'chalal l'B'Shamayim hi. Zach the submission, since Rabbah said this during the time of his yitzias neshamah, that's also included in Lei B'Shamayim hi. So the Paldik Hachidosh, what the submission is saying, that even though he wasn't dead and he's in this world, not in Eilam Ha'Elyam, but being that it was the B'shas Misa, B'shas P'tira, that goes into Lo B'Shamayim, and therefore the Rambam is not Meshubah to it. And it's very difficult to understand. Why should that be considered Lo B'Shamayim? L'maisa, he's alive. Why should that go into the Ghetto of Lo B'Shamayim? The Chassam Sofer asks this question, and Shuvah, and Arachayim, Simon Reish Chas, he says it's a Davar Chadosh and Tamua B'li Tam Usvara. So Shaila is, what's the Pshan in this case of Mishnah? So I saw a beautiful Hezber brought down in the Kovitz Maria from Shana Chafei. He brings on over there, brings a Medrash. Medrash and Mishlei says on the pasuk of Lo Yarev Hashem Nefesh Tzadik, what is that referring to? It's like the Medrash that Talmud Chacham calls on Shemisasik B'chayim Tuch Devetayra. If you have a Talmud Chacham, that during his lifetime he was Amal Devetayra. In the Salome Menel Dabar Echad Apeg Acham Talmudai, if he forgot something from what he was Mechadish from his learning, B'shas P'tirasim in Ha'ilam Enu Niftim in Olamai Ad Shem Alachi Asharis Bayin Mesed and Oysel Hafanav B'shvil Shal Yelo B'shas Panam Lasa Lavalif Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Kach Nemer Lo Yarev Hashem Nefesh Tzadik. So Zakta Medesh, you have a Talmud Chacham with Mechadish things during his lifetime, and it could be he forgot them. Shechah could happen, he could forget it. So B'shas P'tira, in order that he shouldn't be embarrassed when he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does remember his Torah, so the Malachi Hashar has come, and they tell him, they teach him the Torah that he was Mechadish, and that's shout in the Pasuk, Le'yar V'Shem Nefesh Tzadik, that the Malachim will be Malabed him B'shas P'tira. So he wanted to say, Lefi, this, that this din that Rabbi said, B'shas P'tira, it's possible that this is from something that the Malachim taught him, B'shas P'tira, because he forgot what he said, B'chayiv, and being that he heard it from the Malachim, that goes into Lo B'Shamayim hi, and therefore it's like the Kesem Mishnah, that would be a problem of Lo B'Shamayim hi. So it's a very nice hezbeh, but the problem is, L'chayiv, it's still a Chiddush, because being that all the Malachim did is that they're Megalotim, something that he already knew, Mitchila B'chayiv, he came to this din on his own, not through the Malachim, through his own Seichel, he just happened to forget it. Now they reminded him, L'chayiv, that should not go into Lo B'Shamayim hi, being that he was Mechadish on his own. So the Chayit still tzarechin what this Kesem Mishnah means. So I was thinking maybe you could say a different Hezber that the Svarim bring down, that the way a person dies, the Indian of how Misa works, is that the Pasuk says of Lo Yirani Adam Mechayit, and the Shmach says that a person can't see the Shechina and remain alive, and if a person would have a full Gilu Shechina, he would die. And the way Misa works is B'shas P'tiras HaShadam, and the Shmach is Megala, a little bit of himself, he's able to see a glimpse of the Shechina, and being that he can't handle it, and that brings to his Yitzias Neshama, and that's how a person dies. So it could be that because of that, when a person, B'shas Misa, when the Misa begins, at that point he already had some type of Gilu Shechina, and once a person is Zechet to the Gilu Shechina, everything that he has, his Seichel, his whole Havan, and everything changes, and now it's Mushba from seeing the Emes of the Gilu Shechina. So being that Rabbah was B'shas Yitzias Neshama, even though he wasn't fully dead, that means he already had the glimpse of the Shechina, he began to see it. Once that happens, at that point, the Seichel Adam is no longer a Seichel of Eilam Hazeh, it's already Shach to Lo B'Shamayim, because it's Mushba from the Gilu Shechina that he had. So it could be for that reason, the Kesem Mishnah felt that even the B'shas P'tiras Adam would go into Lo B'Shamayim, and that's when the Rambam Paskin, not like Rabbah.